reading the daily edition of the Sunday Times today, I came across what I thought was a very interesting story, that a Capetonian had purchased a single-digit number plate, cost Seth Rotherman 340,000 rand. This was a number plate which was auctioned at a Sotheby's auction in Johannesburg. Paid 340,000 rand for the right to display the number plate CA3. It's a lovely story. We're joined now by the man himself, Seth Rotherman. Hello, Seth.
John, how are you?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Stunning, thanks.
Glad to hear it. If you can afford to pay 340,000 rand for a number plate to put on your Ferrari 355, life must be pretty good, huh?
Well, it's. I just thought it's all these new personalized number plates are just starting to get so out of control that I said I'd take it back to the old school and, you know, how things were with the old CA days. It was a bit of nostalgia for me, I suppose.
Yeah. I often wonder, I mean, I'm sort of fascinated by number plates and quite like the idea
of... I thought you were a number plate kind of guy.
Do I seem like a number plate kind of guy, too?
Seeing you with an EC plate?
Yes. I spend a lot of time looking at number plates. You spend a lot of time in traffic, and I'm always looking for patterns in them and that sort of thing. And I quite like the idea
secret
of having...
Secret messages.
Yeah, secret messages. David Icke and I communicate through number plates.
David.
So I was saying, I often wondered how one gets hold of a single digit or double digit, you know, CA77 using. I'd like that, and it's quite an interesting story.
77, is that the number that you wanted?
That's the one I wanted.
Why is that? So. Because that's when you were born, aren't you about 30?
So 1977, gee, exactly right. Now answer the question, how did CA3 come into your possession? Go back.
It certainly wasn't something I was after, but it's quite obvious why it's a good number. Everyone knows that the mayor's got one. And CA2, obviously, Michael Furter's family owned CA2 at one stage. And then I just saw this lady driving around Mealy Point with CA3 in a Toyota Cressida. You remember the Toyota Cressida, John? Classic.
Yes.
And it was CA3, and I just left her a message. And that was about 8 or 9 months ago. And she never got back to me. But then her son-in-law phoned me and told me about this. The son-in-law.
And I mean, you left a message, let's give the full details, saying...
I left a message 8 or 9 months ago saying, I'll pay you XYZ for his number plates, let me know. And then I never heard another word until last week.
XYZ was 100,000 rand, you said you were prepared to pay.
That's what XYZ is, yeah.
Yeah. And then you got a call saying the number was up for auction.
Auction, yeah, and I just thought, well, let's head to Joburg. And of course, it's always fun to go out for a night there and enjoy what Joburg has to offer. So it's fun to go through. Went to the auction, and then it came up, and then I went for it. There was another guy on the phone having a go at the same time.
So there were two of you pushing each other up. Where did the bidding start?
I think they're expecting between 100 and 140. I think they started at something like 110 or something. And then it just went up in tens. It all happens very fast. It's like a roller coaster ride. Probably the most exhilarating ride of my life.
Did you go in there, Seth, saying this is how much I'm prepared to pay or I'm going to get it?
I only realized when it started that I hadn't actually decided. So I just thought I'd go up and up and up until I started to feel inside that it was starting to get a little bit much.
You must have a heck of a lot of money if you were able to spend 340,000 rand on a number plate.
John, I don't think it's about the actual figures in the bank. I think it's about the sort of lifestyle that you go by. That's what we try and bring across with twooceansvibe.com, the readers of my website. This number plate's ready for them.
Are you going to ask them to help pay for it?
Things all come through the website. You know, and that would include, various forms of remuneration. And you know, if you make it work for you, then it comes back. And that's why, you know, this is, you know, my line of work is this website, and I earn the money from it. And, you know, it's all because of the readers. I did it all for them. So, you know, this is really for them, CA3.
And, have a look at CA3. Look for is it a bright red Ferrari, the
355? Yes, it is. Yes,
look
it
for
is.
That in the CA3. That's the man we're talking to at the moment. Is it a car you drive a lot, or is it a Sunday-only kind of car?
No, it's like a Sunday-only. It's actually, I don't really take it out much. There's a very small chance that you will see it.
Okay. And the sort of normal daily runabout motor car has a standard number plate, does it?
Yeah, pretty much. You have to be anonymous to a certain extent, John. I went for a classic 6-digit CA plate.
Yeah, because normally I found that when I was driving around with John Latham WP, I got a lot of tomatoes thrown at me, so I've changed that now.
Well, you don't really need your name on the door, John. I mean, you're a household face, aren't you?
Household face, indeed.
Have you got a face for radio, John? Or
Seth, lovely chatting to you, and his website is a huge amount of fun, folks. I was a judge in a blogging competition recently, and I thought twooceansvibe.com was one of the best blogging sites, if not the best blogging site that I visited.
In the world. That's very kind of you. Thanks, John.
It's a pleasure, Seth. I'll send you the bill. Owner of twooceansvibe.com. CA3 cost him 340,000 rand. He's not going to be able to drive it up Chapman's Peak anytime soon, because Chapman's Peak has been indefinitely closed. Wendy Judson joins us now, General Manager of Interlini Operations, the concessionaire for that part of Cape Town. Hello, Wendy.